From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The final day of campaigning is underway in Scotland before voters go to the polls to vote in a referendum for independence on Thursday. Three new opinion polls suggest the no side is slightly in the lead at 52%, with the pro-independence camp at 48%. This comes following polls from last week, which placed the yes side higher than the pro-union camp for the first time. Scottish First Minister Alex Salmond, who is leading the Yes campaign, says Scots hold the country's future in their hands.
At the end of this campaign, I would say that it's quite conclusively not about political parties or any politician, myself included. This is about the most democratic, energising and empowering campaign that's certainly been witnessed in Scotland, and I would suspect in Western Europe.
U.S. troops will not be fighting another ground war in Iraq, and America will not fight Iraq's own war. That's the message from President Barack Obama. Addressing troops at U.S. Central Command in Tampa, Florida, the president pushed back against Military Chief General Martin Dempsey, who has raised the possibility of boots on the ground in the fight against Islamic State militants. From Washington, Nina Maria Potts reports.
In a direct rejection of the view expressed by his top military chief, General Martin Dempsey, President Barack Obama said American troops are not engaged and will not be engaged in combat in Iraq. In thanking U.S. troops for carrying the burden of a decade of war, the president explicitly stated that he would not commit them to another war and that America expects its allies in the region to fight their own battles.
One of the things we've learned over this last decade is America can make a decisive difference. But I want to be clear, the American forces that have been deployed to Iraq do not and will not have a combat mission.
The World Bank has said that the current outbreak of Ebola in West Africa could drain billions of dollars from economies in the region by the end of next year, if the disease is not brought under control. The bank said that tourism and trade in Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Guinea could be seriously affected. Lorna Shattuck has this report.
The World Bank's president, Jim Yong Kim, said in a statement that there are huge potential costs from the current Ebola epidemic if containment efforts aren't ramped up. The organization predicts that in the worst-case scenario, Guinea's economic growth could be reduced by 2.3% next year, while Sierra Leone's would be cut by nearly 9%. But Liberia would feel the worst effects, with a reduction of over 11% predicted. The bank added that inflation and food prices are already affected in the region because of panic buying, shortages and speculation. The announcement comes after President Obama pledged on Tuesday to send 3,000 U.S. military personnel to the region. Lorna Shattuck, Washington.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. 67 South Africans have been confirmed dead after part of a church collapsed in Lagos, Nigeria. Officials are still contesting the cause and the exact number of people who died when part of the synagogue church of the All Nations Pentecostal group collapsed on Friday. Many followers of the church believe its leader, T.B. Joshua, can perform miracles. Gary Alfonso reports.
Lagos emergency service workers and volunteers are still frantically searching the rubble at the site of the collapsed building for any sign of survivors. South African President Jacob Zuma said his office had been informed that 67 South Africans were confirmed dead, but in Nigeria, local emergency services say they cannot verify any numbers. In South Africa, a 24-hour call center is dealing with around-the-clock queries, and relatives of South African victims are being flown to Lagos to identify bodies and repatriate them, but the identities of the deceased have not yet been made public. Gary Alfonso, Lagos.
One of Russia's richest men, Vladimir Yevtushenko, is under house arrest on suspicion of money laundering and stealing shares. His oil and telecom company, Sistema, saw its share price on the Moscow exchange fall by 37%. Jack Perrick reports from Moscow.
The Federal Investigative Committee in Russia says the 65-year-old billionaire, worth around $4.4 billion, was involved in the illegal acquisition of oil assets when his company, Sistema, took over six companies from the Bashtek Group in 2009. A spokesperson for the Russian President Vladimir Putin has denied the arrest of Mr. Yevtushenko is a political move, but it's immediately been compared to the arrest and 10-year imprisonment of Mikhail Khodorkovsky, the former head of UKOS, who was pardoned only in December. If Vladimir Yevtushenko is found guilty, he's likely to face a 10-year jail sentence too. Jack Parag, Moscow.
For the rest of the day's stories, you can follow us on Twitter at Feature Story. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.